We were in Halacha Zayin still. One ha'ara, just about what I mentioned yesterday, about the question of Kiposer Shemachlalo. So the Ra'ah writes here explicitly, the Ra'ah is on Daf Mem, Amid Aleph, on the Mishnah later. The Ra'ah writes, Machlalo doesn't mean Machlalo. It means, by definition, the fact that she was Mefuta constitutes Mechila.
But that's not what Pshat in the words
mean. No, but he does. In other words, he explicitly articulates that you're kind of wondering about.
Is that just an impulse to equate the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, or does he think that that's really...
The Svara is a very good question, right? In other words, when is a Mefuta, why is there... In other words, the fact is, why, if she is willing, should it constitute, not automatically constitute a Mechila, is a question. Now, there's an answer to the question. So his answer is, well, in Hanami, it is the same thing. What would the answer to the question, by the way, be? Is that?
Are you talking about
what
he
canceled
or
canceled? No. Canceled doesn't matter if she was mochalas or not. Obviously, it's not through mocha. Canceled liatzma. Until the Yushalmi, before the Yushalmi gets to that point. Canceled liatzma, why would you say that pitu itself doesn't constitute automatically mechila?
Maybe the Ramban's definition of like he tricked her.
Correct. Right, in other words, you could, if you think about what the Ramban theoretically and the Rambam Lamaisa on some level, again, the Rambam doesn't say that in order for there to be Knas, he has to trick her. But the Rambam says that if she's the one who induces him, you know, then that's not called Mefata. So, you know, for the Rambam, is it Mefata? He says, here, come, let's do this. And she agrees. Is that not the Mefata? Would he agree that there's an element of deceit in it? And that's why maybe it's not automatically mechila, because look, your friend is about to pull a shenanigan. He persuades you to go along. Are you responsible?
Yes.
But would we not say that the instigator and the person who bears a much greater degree of blame is the person who started the business? Right? That's not totally illogical. So anyway, but the Ra'ah does explicitly respond to this point. Okay, so now...
As a broader like context question, like, we've seen that like the people, the Pneumosh and the Karbonite are very, very pushed to make the Bavli and the Yerushalmi work together.
That's the way they always do things.
Did the Rishonim do that or not as much?
Not as much. So we were in the Yerushalmi. We got to the. V'yesh adam mochel al davar she'ena b'rshuso. Can a person be mochel on something that they don't have yet? In other words, if the girl is a yisoma, and therefore all of the tashlumin goes to her, including the knas. So the question is, can she be mocheles, let's say for the moment, ala knas? If after all, the knas is not her, it's not b'rshuso yet. So now the Yerushalmi says, who would like to read for me? Because by now everybody should have been through the Yerushalmi. Ezra. Yeah, what's the first word? The Mar? Correct. There's the Amar? Rabbi Avon Barachia, B'Shem Rabbi Zira.
B'Shem Rabbi Zira. Knas Inbo Mishu.
Okay, so there's no knas is not there by the Shah HaRishona. Okay, knas is not there by Shah HaRishona. Okay, so what's the question that the Yerushalmi has? If Knas is there Mishar Rishona, what he rapes on, so what should the din be when, subsequent to the rape, either she turns into a Bogeris or the father dies? What should the din be?
The Yorshim.
The Yorshim, it should go to the estate, because the father already was Zocha in it, and then when he dies, firstly, if she turns into a Bogeris, he keeps it. If he dies, his sons get it because it's his already. The fact that that's not the case, the fact that that's not disputed in the Mishnah, so that tells you that it's not there Mishar Rishona, but rather B'shas Amida B'din. Okay, so now how do you explain the Mishnah then? That Mefata is Pater. How can she be Mochalas on something that is not hers? Just stop for one moment. Just the one question. I have a question. I think I know the answer to the question, but if you say, let's say you argue, would this question be different when we say that she machlal can mean one of two things? Either the action is in itself an implicit mechila, or she's beferish mochel esla. Now, according to which of those interpretations is the Yushalmi's subsequent question make more sense? Maybe it makes sense according to both, but if one of those two possibilities, either she's Mechayrish Mechalasla, or the act of Pitoi implies Mechayla, which of those would you say is more Yushalmi's question to be a better question?
The latter.
Which was that?
That it's an implicit Mechayla.
No, I would have said the other way.
Could you say, but the act, I'm saying, the act of consenting to sex is explicit mechila, because if it's explicit mechila, you might say it's like, it's that it seems more similar to rip my shirt.
No, I would have said the other way. I would have said that if it's an explicit mechila, that's why it doesn't work, because you can't be mocha on something you don't have. But if the act itself was one which was intrinsically, in other words,
but the chiyuv never got off the ground, you're saying?
Something like that. In other words, when we are being done on the act, the act sort of brings itself in front of the base and it contains the mechila. As opposed to if machlalo, tipaser shemachlalo, is it explicit one-time act of mechila later, so you could say, but it doesn't work. It's like me being mafki or something I don't have yet. I'm not saying you could explain it either way, but it seems to me more intuitive the Yushalmi's question if it's a beferish act, if it's an explicit act of mechila. That's what I would have thought. It's not this positive, not 100% for sure. Okay, so now what is the Yushalmi's answer? Okay, this got to be. This is really weird. Yeah.
Well, Ramban has
The reason I pause is because to the best of my knowledge it's usually assumed that Rav is only quoted in one place in the Yerushalmi very late, and he's quoted by his full name, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. So this is Rabbi Abba somebody. This is not going to be Rav B'Shem Rav Chista. It's very strange. Besides which, I don't think Rav would ever, in the Bavli, I don't think Rav ever quotes Rav Chista, does he? Maybe. I mean, he's too far, too early. Rav Chista is really a Talmud of Rav, I think. Rava would be quoting Rava, and he would be quoting Rav Yosef. You have to check. I don't want to say for sure he never quotes Rav Chista. Maybe he does. But this is odd. But anyway, whoever says this, says, Beboshe Supagam Hadomas Nisa. This Mishnah, when it says that a Mefata is Pater, by a Yesoma, by talking about a Beboshe Supagam. Kenas? No, Kenas Ichaiven. So you just have to step back for one moment. And even though I don't understand the Ramban's discussion at the end fully, I don't understand what the Ramban says. There's a line in there I don't understand. You should understand that this really presents a totally different spin on the Mishnah from what we were thinking until now. We read the Mishnah, firstly, we read the Mishnah as talking about what? Ha'onis chayav mefata pater. Knas, or everything. Right, the Perek is primarily, the truth is, the Mishnayos already have spoken about Boshes HaPagam. Unlike at the beginning of the Perek, where all the Mishnayos are talking about Eilun Arashesh and Kanas, by this point, Boshes HaPagam have been invoked. Now, Pashtus is, that when you're talking about Ones and Mefata, V'yesomo and Nisarsa Nisgarsha, we're talking about Kanas anyway. Meaning, in the Sarasav and Isgarsha, which is on focus Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, whether or not he's chayav or patur, it's all about knas. Boshes HaPagam, presumably, has nothing to do with the specific parsha here. Boshas HaPagam exist independently. The Chiddush of the Torah in the parasha of Ones and Mefate is Knas. Boshas HaPagam we would have figured out anyway on our own. I mean, the Gemara has a deal, but Kashas, if I spit on someone and I have to pay them Boshas, so presumably if I rape a girl, I should have to pay her Boshas if there's Boshas involved. Right? Or if I seduce her, that's more complicated, you know, but she's a katana, right? I should have to pay Boshas. So the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Galili, is presumably about Knas. So when we now have another Mishnah talking about categorically what about Yusoba and Disarsim and Nisgarsha, presumably that's talking about Knas as well. Maybe it's talking about everything, Knas and Boshas have gone. And in fact, probably that's the way we might have even read the Mishnah. Ha'ones Chayev, because he's Chayev. Mefat is Potter, because she was Machla everything. She did it willingly. But certainly to say, as the Yushalmi does, that what? That the Mishnah is talking about Boshas HaPagam and not about Knas, that's a major rereading of the Mishnah. Now, I'm not saying a Chiddush here, I'm just trying to highlight the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi. You know?
Even if the Chiddush in the Mishnah that the Yerushalmi is saying is on Mephata, that still wouldn't be like a Chiddush at all. Say that the Boshas HaPagam for she doesn't get Boshas HaPagam.
No, that's not such a Chiddush. The Chiddush would be, in a sense, the biggest Chiddush would be here that she gets Knas. Which is ironic from another level, why didn't the Mishnah mention that, right? Like the big Chiddush, that you put on Mefata, on Boshas HaPagam is not a surprise to anyone, by Mefata Yusoma. But it's not a surprise to anyone, because why would you think you're Chayav? That's like cross Ksusi. Right? Tear my garment, but the Mishnah says you put it because you gave him permission. So she gives him permission to sleep with her, so why should it be Boshas HaPagam? So if it's Boshas HaPagam of her father, he's entitled to it, so a person can't be Molcho, something that's not theirs. But if she's a Yusoma, Mefuta, of course, Boshas HaPagam. Okay, so it's not even a Chiddush on the Mishnah, that aspect. The Chiddush would be that Ones is, again, Chayim in Boshas HaPagam is not such a Chiddush. Knas would be the Chiddush. So you have to say that so the Ikra Chiddush of the Mishnah is the same din according to the Yerushalmi, both by Ones and Mefata. He's Chayim in Knas. One is a Mefata, part of Boshas HaPagam. Pshita. Because that's a question. But even with that question, putting that question aside, the Yerushalmi says what it says, and it's a radical, radically innovative way of reading the Mishnah. Yes.
Well, it could all be motivated by, if they had, as we mentioned, I think it was yesterday, that their text in the Mishnah said Nara Shinadarsa and Garsha, then this you're forced into this radical rereading because you have to deal with the fact that it's teaching you something that should be that's no Kiddush at all.
No, it's teaching you something. Well,
without this radical, without this fundamental shift, so this is talking about a stam nara.
Well, no,
then it wouldn't make
no.
sense.
No, without this fundamental shift of the Yerushalmi, the din is wrong because the Mefata is not pater. It can't be pater because the because Moshe's Benam goes to the father.
Yeah.
See, that by the way in itself is a big chiddush, and I saw one Rishon. I think the Ra'ah, you got to go back, I don't know if it was the Ra'ah on Lamed Zayin here or on Mem. You read the Ra'ah, I thought it sounded somewhere that he thinks that Nara, Shinesarasa, Viskarsha, Boshta and Pagama is also Shalatzma and is Nimchala.
Presumably that's what the next guy in the was Rabbi Mana.
The Rabbi Mana wants to say
it. Potter Bakol.
Correct,
so
correct.
He wouldn't say that, he would have to.
That is correct. No, by the way, the Rambam Paskins were not mistaken that Boshas HaPagam goes to her father, even by Nisarsa and Nisgarsha, only to Knas. Okay, but does it say that anywhere Beferish in the third parak here?
In Bavli?
Yeah. Not that we've seen so far, right? Doesn't say anywhere that in a case where a girl's Nisarsa and Nisgarsha that Boshas HaPagam Shalavia. I don't remember, I don't think. You have to look on the Mishnah on, is it Lamed Ches or Lamed Tes, about... I'll take a quick look. I haven't seen in a few months. I don't think it's discussed there. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, for the Yerushalmi, they're reading at this Mishnah of Yisoma, or whatever the Nusach of the Mishnah was originally, Yisoma, Shenes Arsha, the Shenes Garsha, is Ones Chayev, Mefata, Pater, Ones is Chayev, Bakol, and Pater, and Mefata is Pater from Boshes and Pagam, but is Chayev in Knas. That's the way they're reading at this point in the Yerushalmi. There is another day. So now the Yerushalmi asks. So it's saying, so Rabbi Mona's position is no, Onus is Chayev Bakol and Mefata is Pater Bakol, which is the way we initially read the Mishnah. That was pretty straightforward. But now the Yerushalmi says, the language is a little clear. Amar Shammai, I think he may be quoting Shammai, not Shammai Hazakin probably, but okay. Okay, and then the way the Rishonim's gear says, V'har Rabbi Akiva, it's like Rabbi Akiva. That's it. The rest of this they don't seem to quote, and it's a little difficult to know how to read the last lines. But what that means is it's Rabbi Akiva Shita, that there is Knas by Nisarasa v'Niskarsha. Not clear why you need that, because it's a Yisoma. Maybe it's a Yisoma Shitatsarasa v'Niskarsha. There's Knas, there's Boshes, there's Pagam, there's Tsar. You pay them all by Anusa. You don't pay Boshes and Pagam, and there is no Tsar, by Mefuta, but you pay Knas. You pay Knas. So you have to assume two things. You have to assume like Rabbi Akiva if there is Knas. And number two, you have to assume that Mechila doesn't work on the Knas by Mefuta. That's what you have to assume. Okay. The Girsan argument in the Yerushalmi is almost nonsensical. Not quite. No, I shouldn't say that. V'ha Rabbi Akiva Omer, you can finish reading it. What is in Rabbi Akiva is Ones put them in Aboshes v'chayi b'knas. Seems like an upside down world. And what does the Yerushalmi mean after quoting Rabbi Akiva saying that I hear Rabbi Yosei Aglili?
Mistributed?
It's possible. It's possible. Anyway, that's not our. Right. I see just notice the Pnei Moshe has the Ra'ah. It says v'hi Rabbi Akiva. I don't know what you did with the rest of the Gemara. I'm not.
Did the Ramban have the rest of
it? No, they don't. That's what they say. Don't quote the rest of it. They end with like the Ramban. Oh, it's Girsa. It's like the Ramban's Girsa. It basically ends right there. Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So now, let's take a look. At the Ramban. Did you sure want me to go ahead with this? Where are you? Okay. Didya prepared a slightly parsed Ramban. I have not looked at it, so I might argue on it, but it's okay. I mean, I saw part of it. I should say I didn't see it. Not that I didn't see it at all, but I didn't read through the whole thing. We were talking about one part, but I thought it might be a little helpful. He did the first part, and part of the first part is difficult, and part of the second part is difficult. I can explain the difficulty in the first part. I cannot explain a little difficulty in the second part. What? There's one line in there I can't explain. I hate to say this, I understand generally what the Ramban is saying, but I don't understand fully. And that's another way of saying, I don't understand what the Ramban is saying. I mean, I can, you know, it's sort of like I can make out the words and even the sentences and the phrases, but I can't quite put the pieces together. Okay, so we're waiting for it to come up. But in the meantime, so someone can... Sorry, it's coming up now. One second. Just a moment. Karyana digar tahulevi faranka. It's quoted in Rashi in Parshas Balak at the end, the story of Pinchas. Pinchas was the one who came and said to Moshe, "Haloli matan rabenu habola ramis peshuk kanaim pogimbo." So Moshe said, "You're right." And the guy who comes with the letter, he's the one who reads the letter. He should be the one to carry it out. So Pinchas took the spear. And the rest is history. Okay, so go ahead. Masni Kashilan Allah.
Kashilan Allah, Lama li haitema, Hashta, Ibola, Achar del Via, Havibala, Kumashan Knas.
I'm sorry, in Baal La'acher, the Avi Ahave. Therefore, Baal La'ahu. So, in that case, why should he? He's Mishalim Kanas. In other words, it's going to go to the straight to the father. Ilu Baal La'acher, the Avi Ahave, the money would go to the father. So now what's the question?
I'll put the comma before the who.
No, Baal Le'ahu. Baal Le'acher Daviyahava. Baal Le'ahu, Mishalim Kanas. Okay, so now, what's the answer to the initial stage discussion? Ika Le'meimar.
Ika Le'meimar. Dama Tznas Dama Kyor Yekiva Dama Yeshla Kanas Yuknasa La'atzma Masnisa Kigoshi Sarsa Miskasha. So, maybe the case in the Mishnah is a case where she was divorced. She was engaged in divorce, and
in a case of Nisar Seven Niskarsha, as opposed to Rabbi Yosei HaGalili, who says in Oknas, and according as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, more importantly, supposed to Rabbi Akiva of the Brisa.
Rabbi HaGalili says Ben Darsman Garsha Imla Knas or Knasal Avia.
No Knas. Rabbi Akiva of the Brisa says Yeshal Knas U Knasal Avia, which means it's no different whether Nisar Seven Niskarsha or not. That's the problem. Right now, the two positions under consideration that are going to be discussed here are Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, Knas al Atzma, Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa, Knas al Stolavia. So there are those who wanted to say that the case of a father who was Baal his daughter, that the money would have gone to Arafnafra Kamlev the Rabbi, is Nisarsa ben Iskarsha, and holds like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, which is a very nice answer. It's a perfectly, if not for a papa gumming up the works, it wouldn't have been a problem. Right? In other words, the father rapes his daughter. He rapes his daughter. She was Nisarsa of Niskarsha. Since she's Nisarsa of Niskarsha, Knas al Atzma, since he raped her, there's no kind of mechila here. He's got to pay everything to her, except we're going to kill him, or potentially kill him. Therefore, come maybe the Rabbi Mine. Alex?
It's a very simple, all logic question. If she's divorced, so why is it still called Eish HaSach?
Because, well, we're not talking about Eish HaSach now,
no,
but
know,
even if
I
we were... The answer is because the Erev Eish HaSach remains in place. If a man's brother divorces his wife, and then he has a relationship with her, we say what he violated was Eish HaSach. Not Eish HaSish. Eish HaSish is only while she's married. Eish HaSach is a permanent Erva. Even when she is divorced, she is labeled Eish HaSach. It's Kares. Happens to be that Erva happens to not have Misa. It's the same. If she's Eish HaSish, there are two Isurim. Eish HaSach and Eish HaSish. Eish HaSish happens to get Chenek.
That was actually what's causing the problem with Eish HaSish.
Well, that's what. No. The reason Eish HaSish is not the problem. She can't be an Eish HaSish. If she's an Eish HaSish, in other words, in the first mission in the parak, the first part of the Mishnah, right? If she's still married, that's what everybody says. What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. So that was what was causing the problem.
Oh yes, to say that she was divorced. Correct. Correct. Or divorced or widowed. Nisar Seven Nisalim has the same thing. But yes,
right.
Correct.
The reason why I'm asking that question is because.
Correct. No, correct. So that's what here it's a bigger chiddush.
Yeah.
Here it's a bigger chiddush because it's just bita. Eish HaSach, you're compelled to say Nisarsa v'Niskarsha.
Right.
Here you don't have to say that.
Right, but you have to get her out of
this issue. In order for the Kamei of the Rabbi to make sense, you have to say that. Again, unless you say the way I suggested, that just pshat is that in Echanami Baal Bito is an exception. There are multiple reasons. Unless you say that, you are forced into making the Sukimta. But the first mission of the parak, you have to make the Sukimta. There's no way to even discuss anything.
Right.
Okay, so now, that was the answer. That the Mishnah is in Asar Sim Niskarsh, even though that's not Merames to that. Salgadai Techamina. Right, because after all, Knasa La'atzma. And therefore he should be chayiv. Kamash Malan. Okay, seems like a very nice teretz. However, Ika Lameda. Right. So what's the problem? The problem is is going to be the resha. Meaning, what creates the problem with the resha? What has the Ramban said? That is going to make the big problem in the first part of the Mishnah. This, if you keep what I'm asking you in mind now, if you answer the question and you put that on the front of your mind, the difficulty in reading the Ramban later will disappear. Where the Ramban doesn't spell out what he's thinking, it becomes obvious why he doesn't spell it out, because he's already had, it's on the forefront of your mind. What is the Ramban said that now creates the problem in Kasha Resha? There's one thing that he said that all of a sudden creates the problem, which is?
That the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva.
Correct. That it's Nisarsim and Iskarsha, that doesn't create a problem with the Resha. The Resha has to be Nisarsim and Iskarsha on its own two feet. You have no choice with the Resha. Of course the Resha, if Eish HaSachiv is Nisarsim and Iskarsha. If she's still Eish HaSachiv, she's a married woman, come lay me the rabbi in it. So that's not, what creates the problem is you're arguing that it is Rabbi Akiva who holds Knas al-Atzma. So that's the problem. Why? So he says, "V'ikal meidak ihachi kasha reisha d'ktoni eisha sachem v'hasam on its own terms kigon shenisar shenis kasha shmei sachem." And why? The ibechayachiv. Ibechayachiv
reishas ishi mischayev
benafshakov. Okay, so that's step one of the problem. Step one of the problem is that the reisha of the Mishnah is a case of nisar shem and iskarsha, which, according to what you just said, and the Rambam will repeat that in the last line in this paragraph, knas sala atzma explains very nicely our Mishnah. But now we have another detail. The Ukimna. Right, so we have the Ukimta of Rapapa, that this Mishnah, the first Mishnah, must be a Mefuta. Otherwise, it's come lebed rabim minei, because when you're rode fachar and erva, you mischaye benafshecha at that very time. No mises beisdin. Eishes achdu never is mises beisdin, except when you're rode after her to rape her. During that time, they can kill you. They can never take you to Beis Din and kill you, no matter what you do, even if you rape her, because there's no Mishas Beis Din for Eishasach. But Bishas Maisa, there is Mishas Beis Din. So Rapapa said, it's Bimafuta. And if she's not being traced, then you just bring them to Beis Din and you give them the punishment that they deserve. You're not allowed to kill, someone if they're willingly, if their erva is willingly participating in an act of Arayos, you're not allowed to kill her or him. It's not Rodef. So therefore, Rapapa says it's a Mefuta case, and obviously it's a Sarsim Iskarsha because it has to be. So that's the problem. If it's Mefuta and a Sarsim Iskarsha, and what did the Ramban say in the first part? Rabbi Akiva, the Knas Aliatzma by Nisarsim Iskarsha. So the Chayvan Sha'amarnu. Okay. If this part of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, the Knas Aliatzma, then presumably the first part of the Mishnah is also like Rabbi Akiva, Knas Aliatzma, and in which case, since it has to be Mefuta, like what Papa said, why is there anything to pay? So now the Ramban says, okay. So, those who hold that according to that Ukimta, that we were making the Mishnah in the previous paragraph, Rapapa, b'mefuta v'divrei hakol, I think that's a quote of Rapapa.
Yeah, whether or not it's a
machlokas hatanaim or not, right?
If you say Rapapa, then you don't have to come down on whether or not you can be matzil onto menafsha.
Right. Was that machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim or something?
Yeah,
right. So that's a quote. That those who say that according to the Ukimta of Rapapa, namely b'mefuta v'divrei hakol, masnisan trei tanai tanula, you have to say that it's actually two different shitos in the two halves of the Mishnah. And presumably the Ramban doesn't explain, but why would anybody have taught the Mishnah that way? So the answer is because they wanted to establish the principle of Kamalib, the Rabbi Nei by Mises Beisdin, and that there is no such thing by Kares. And they set up a parallel Mishnah. These cases have Knas, these cases don't have Knas. In order to get there, you have to make a slightly different Ukimta than the two halves of the Mishnah because of other considerations. Dachuk, but nonetheless. And then, of course, Ulahanu Ukimte Acharine. Right. If you want to take the Ukimta, for example, that we're dealing with the situation of Yachol Lahatzilo Be'echad Me'ivarav, and that's why there's no din of Rodef here, because they could have saved the woman from rape by dismembering him, literally. So then you could say that both Mishnayos are there's no Radifa, therefore there's no Chiyim Nefesh at any point. And therefore, it could be Anusa. That the Ramban's about. It could be Anusa. And if it's Anusa, there's no Mechila. And if it's Anusa and there's no Mechila, you just have to say, like Rabbi Akiva, Yesh Laknas, Uknas Ale'atzma. Doesn't really matter. You can't say, like the other Rabbi Akiva, both halves. Why not?
Because then you should, he's going to be, he's able to, you're fine not even because of Kimlay.
You're potter not just because of Kimlay, but because he's paying himself. If you say, like the second Rabbi Akiva, that namely the Rakiva the Braisa, that Kadesh Laknas or Knas Alaviyah, then you once again are left with the original Kasha. Habal Bita was not exempt only because of Kamal Ramina. He's exempt because he's paying himself. Okay, but the Ramban says, right, it's an unusual expression, but he says this is not careful according to me. As he was, it's careless. It's not meduk-duk. Why? Right, now this is a crucial point. The Ramban doesn't spell out what he means by this. The Seifa Gufa Katani Shemisasa Bidei Beis Din. Did we not know this already? Did anybody ever challenge this? What it means? The Seifa itself says that Misasa is Bidei Beis Din.
As opposed to saying just.
Matzilan Osan Benafshan. Rodev. Vitzarech Rapapa, therefore, Le'ukma B'mafuta. Rapapa is forced to make the very same Ukimta. Right, you see, think about it for a moment. Technically speaking, Rapapa doesn't really need to make an ukimta of mafuta in the second Mishnah because there's no knas anyway. And why is there no knas according to Rapapa of Itzanusa? Why is there no knas? Matzil Samanafshan, it's a kamev de rabamine. Except that you can't say that because the Mishnah doesn't say Matzil Samanafshan. The Mishnah says because he's mischayiv, mishemisaso bide beizdin. And the truth is, one could have probably read that differently, but Alex?
That's the point I was trying to make yesterday, but it was in the wrong time, that you have this double language of Shemishai and Nacho, and also based on, so you could say, maybe some apply to some cases.
Okay. I just want to say one thing.
It is a double language, after all. It is redundant.
Well, I'm not sure. I think because Mishai and Nacho could have been used by Kares also in theory. I think that's why it's spelling it out. But okay, for the moment, the Ramban reads it as one line. Shemischayim minasho shemisaso bidei beizdin. Ilav hachi. Because if, in fact, Rapapa didn't need to make the Ukimta in the second Mishnah, what should the Mishnah have said? Below misas beizdin amipata mipnei shematzin l'arosan b'nafshan. In other words, you don't really, to have the din be correct, you don't need to have the second Mishnah be dafka mafuta. It could be anusa. But the reason why an anusa will be petura as opposed to a mafuta is that an anusa is mischai benafsho b'shas redifa, matzilan osam benafshan, whereas the mafuta is only misaso bidei beis din. So that's what the Ramban says, that the din is correct, but the language of the Mishnah would be wrong. And therefore there's a problem with the seifa anyway. Because once you say that the seifa, in fact, is mafuta, sahadran kusha l'duchta, meaning that Rapapa, who says it's b'mafuta, if you're going to say that she is not mocheles, it has to be because knasa le'aviha. But if knasa le'aviha, then he doesn't have to pay anyone anyway because it's taking money from his right pocket and put his left pocket. If you want to say knasa la'atzma, that's why the father has to pay out of pocket, yes. But once you say it's knasa la'atzma, like Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah, and she is mafuta, so then that's mechila, and therefore he doesn't have to pay for mechila reasons. In other words, mimanavshach, he either doesn't pay because knasa la'atzmo, or he doesn't pay because she was mochelas. But neither way you construct it, whether knasa la'atzmo or knasa la'via, by nisar samiskarsha, neither way can you say that the reason for the p'tur is only because mischai b'nafsho shemisasa bidei beis din. Either way, there's a different reason to pater him. So now the Ramban says, Ela idaikis aleh. Okay, you're going to have to say, lahi ukimta gufa. What does he mean by that? Ikalememar lahi ukimta gufa? No. What is that? What does he mean in the words? Ikalememar, you'll have to say, or you can say, lahi ukimta gufa. What ukimta? Rapapa. In other words, not just can we solve the problem. In other words, the other ukimtas in the Gemara, we don't have a problem. But even for the Rapapa himself, for his ukimta, okay, lahu ukimta gufa, you're going to have to say what? Resha.
Resha v'shota mefuta
Ah, so what does he want to say? The case is a shota mefuta, and I think this is going to be true in the Sefer of the Mishnah as well. She's a shota, and he seduces her. What does that mean to seduce a shota? What's that? Well, she did it willingly. He wasn't dragging her. She in fact doesn't resist. She's happy to do it. Presumably, a shota can enjoy it also, right? And she's not a, she's crazy in the sense that she's, you know, at times not living with reality. But that doesn't mean in her fantasy world this can make perfect sense. Now, halachically, legally speaking, what would we term this mafata? Yes, in contemporary civil American terms, what do we call it? Statutory rape. Right, a man.
It's statutory if you rape, if you have sex with an insane adult woman.
I don't know whether that specific. The answer is yes.
Really?
There's a. It's a horrible case going on now in the courts, of an elderly couple. She has Alzheimer's, and I think it's a remarriage. And the children. It's a whole fight now because he spends all his time with her in the facility, and at one point they had conjugal relations, and now complaint has been filed that constitutes rape, because she's not of mind to consent.
Well, you should call that real rape. No, they're not. Like at least in a.
No. She what? It's not
that story. Like if you rape, if you have sex with a woman who's too drunk to consent, we call that real rape.
Well, the same issue. Okay, so I guess. Well, the part of the problem is that even in the, I assume in the case of this patient, it's not that she's totally unconscious. Right, she's conscious, but the argument is she's not capable of giving consent. She doesn't have the sort of intelligence, but presumably, you know, she is consenting in the act, accommodating in the act. Right, that I think is probably statutory rape. Right, someone who's drunk is not giving consent on any level. So this would be considered statutory rape, only from the perspective, by the way, that she's not able to give consent and to be mochelas on anything. So from that vantage point, it's onus. But from the vantage point of Rodev, which is interesting, this is, by the way, a very powerful statement the Ramban is making about the nature of Rodev. You see, Rodev is a complicated concept. It seems to be very simple. Why do you kill a Rodev? That's a fact. But why? So what are you protecting? What are you saving? What are you preventing from happening?
The innocent murder and.
He says the innocent loss of life, but Schleien says.
Yeah, it's a murder.
The avera. So it's a big machlokus. It's a question. You read the Mishnah. Some say matzilin oson min ha'avera. It's almost like you're
like
doing.
Guys about to be machal Shabbos, you can go kill him.
So the Mishnah says beferish that you can't do it by Shabbos or avodah zarah or rodef achar behema, but rodef achar eva, rodef achar zacha, and rodef achar chaver lahargo, you do.
Are there any other chayvim
misos? Sure, kishuf. It's not avodah zarah. You don't kill someone for running after to do kishuf.
But if Danny's right, then you
right,
should.
Exactly.
What?
If Danny's right, then you should.
No, he didn't make that up. There, look in the Rishonim.
So what
I'm going to point out now very briefly is that there's a very, obviously the reason why we distinguish between Rodef Acha Chaver Lahargo, Erva, and Zachor versus Behema, Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah is that one of them, there's a party that's being harmed, there's a victim. So the Ramban's assumption here, which is very interesting, is that by the Shota, there is no victim. That's why, even though it's statutory rape, for the purposes of Rodef, it's consent.
Well, so that's the reason. How can, if there's clearly the distinction is between whether or not there's a victim, then how can the sheet of the Danny's quote be correct? The Avira is no different by Behemoth than it is by Zohar.
What's that?
The
so again, you're asking. You can go learn that sugya. I mentioned it only, and he's not making that up. That's not Danny's invention. I mentioned only because clearly, not just in the delineation of averos, but and not only. Remember, everybody knew that if you rodef achar erva when she not rodef if she's consenting, everybody agrees that that's not called rodef anymore. But even here, where it's technically an act of ones, the Ramban says it's not called rodef for those purposes.
Is this a principle that appears elsewhere in Shas, or is this his own svara that
we have the idea of pitu? Well, hold on. Pitu tana ones.
Yeah.
Pitu tana is ones. That's where the Ramban gets this idea that the Pitu Shota is onus. But the idea that you don't kill her, that you don't kill him to stop it. So here, what does he say? Shekevon Shirotza Liznos Ein Apotropos Larayis Vish Laknas. Now he's borrowing Ein Apotropos Larayis is just a Melitza. It originates in a Gemara in Chulin. In the first parak, the Gemara wants to know Minayin Das Linam Basar Ruba. So the Gemara says, one of the attempted rayas to prove that we follow a Ruba Delesa Kaman. Ruba Delesa Kaman, it says Achari Rabim Lahatos. You take a vote on the base, then you vote. That's a Ruba Delesa Kaman, a rove that we can count in front of us. The Gemara wants to know how you know a Ruba Delesa Kaman. So the Gemara says, because the Torah tells us that you kill a person who curses or strikes his father. And how do we know that a person's father is his father? Because Rov Be'ilos Achar Abal. So the Gemara asks Akash and says, no, maybe it's a case where his father and mother were put in a prison cell. So the Gemara says, no, Ein Apotropos L'Arayis. How do you trust the prison guards? That somebody didn't come in and was Baal Lahu. Right. It has many, many meanings. Ein Apotropos L'Arayis means we basically can't really trust people. The Rashba, by the way, some of you may remember, I don't know if I spoke about this in Shir, why is it that if a girl, some of you may have seen the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis says that if a girl was nichnas al chuppah, but there are eidim that she was lo nivala, or eidim they never had yichud. So that what's the halacha? Ksubasa mana ve'ein lo tainas besulam. So the question, of course, al pisfar is, why? Why? You recognize it from Daf Yomi if you didn't see it otherwise. The bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Why? It's one thing to say that if you have a besulam and a nisun where there weren't eidim nichnas alachupa, but she says lo nevela, he says lo nevela, and then he drops dead. It's one thing there to say, you know, we don't believe them. But why with eidim present, watching that she never had yichud? The Rashba writes Ein Apotropos L'Arayis.
It's not why.
What, that doesn't mean. What it means is, you're afraid that even though the Edom think they saw, in some matter like this, people have such a powerful Darwinian drive that the Edom must have blinked and they missed it. Well, Choshesh, that the Edom blinked, missed it. You go read the Rashba. I didn't say this. I think that's his Lashon. What?
Okay.
So at this point, that the terminology has multiple usages. The Ramban here means simply, listen, if our job is to protect this girl, we can't protect her anyway. We can't protect her anyway, because guess what? The Shota's going to go sleep with someone else. You're going to kill every guy who was sleeping with her, which he does so willingly. Ein Apotropos L'Arayis. Okay, there's nothing we can do. Fine. So that is the Ramban's, what he thinks you're going to have to do in order to make these Mishnayos work. You have to say that the case of Bito and the case of Eishes Achiv are a Shota Mefuta.
And the second Mishnah,
Bito is a shota mefuta, and knasa la'atzma. Like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah.
Alright, so what are we doing with the word reisha?
What's that?
What are we doing with the word reisha?
With the
reisha
of shota mefuta? I don't know why he uses the word reisha there. But you have to make the same ukimta in the seifa. Right, it has to be mefuta for sure. So there's no rodef. But it has to be kenasa la'atzma. So I don't know why.
Maybe we didn't have a better answer.
Yeah. No, I don't know why.
There's a problem.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't know why the word reisha is in there. Did you look at that part in the critical edition, or you were looking at the later part only?
Which part?
The word reisha. Should the word reisha be there?
I did not look at that.
Right, you were looking at something else, so okay, fine. Now the Ramban says, Matsasi. Yes, Al.
Is
there
any reason in the reisha to say she's a shoka?
I'm sorry?
Is there any reason in the reisha to say that she's a shoka?
No, you actually don't have to. What could you say in the reisha? No. No, unless you want to make it two tanaim. You're going to have to say, you don't want the... Do you have to say, yeah, if it's Mefuta, you have to say it.
Why? No.
It can't be Rabbi Akiva. You have to say Tutanayim. Because again, what if you don't say Shota Mefuta, so then...
Say regular Mefuta.
then it constitutes a mechila, unless the kanas was supposed to go to our father. So then you have to say the first Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa.
Oh, I see.
And the second Mishnah has to be, see, the second Mishnah must be, in order to even have a discussion, it must be Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah and Isaias of Iniskarsha.
I'm saying, so in the interest of maintaining...
So you either say Trey Tanoi, and the first Mishnah could be a regular Mefuta, but the second Mishnah must still be a Mefuta Shota, or you say Chatana, and they're both Mefuta Shota. So then he's asking, why does the Ramban say Resha? And I've been going a step further. Theoretically, you could not have the Resha be a Shota Mefuta, but the Sefer must be a Shota Mefuta.
Right, so I guess I was just asking my question.
Right. Okay. Now, go ahead. Matzasi
batosos.
I don't know. I haven't read the Ramban enough with this kind of an eye, but it's such a bizarre reference. Matzasi batosos, the Rabbeinu Tzarfatin zal, as opposed to which tosos? Okay. Anyway, Shamru. Now, firstly, why does Tosus go down the route of Knasa Le'aviha? What is the advantage of that? See, that seemed to be crazy. When the Ramban started out trying to explain Habal Bito, what did he want to do with the Knas? What? He wanted to get it to the girl. All of a sudden, Tosus turns around and says, no. Really, that Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva Knas Aliatzma. And others, in both Mishnahs. So the first Mishnah is Pashut. Why is Baalishis Ach? Why is there Knas? If it's Mefuta according to Rapapa, the answer is because Knas Aliaviyah. She can't be Mochelis, that which doesn't go to her. Now, but the problem in the Seifa is if it's Knas Aliaviyah, nothing gets off the ground. So they have to say, it does get off the ground, but the flight crashes. Go ahead. Seva Mashkasun Shaviya Oga Shabala Aviha. Go ahead.
Shabala Aviha Valistik Lama Badina Shemes and Shabagra. Sakadeh Hamina Hemo Yershin in Ami Ruth Nasa. Mashwan the Patur Nation.
Right, either the Yershin would have to pay from the estate. It's not the Yershin Machai, but the estate money they inherited. Or he, if he's alive, it's Bagra would have to pay Knas. Kamashamlan, you're right, except for this Kamai of the Rabbaminari. That's possibility one. V'gam efshar.
V'gam efshar lamar dekula kredi givi damar knasa la'atma. V'gdoma hari machla sharei de b'tfuta okimna. Lo kalamena shetim chol knasa.
The alternative view is to say, no, it is knasa la'atma. But you were bothered by the fact that she's mefuta and that should constitute a mechila. And it's after, and so why does he pay anything? The answer is, lo kalamena shetim chol knasa. She can't be mochan l'knas. And that would be in accordance with the Yerushalmi. Now there's one problem, and that's the Ramban deals with here as an aside, nicely indented. What are the next words after Narash and Ispatata? Anybody know? I believe the next words are Bosha Knas Bosha Upgama Laviha. No? No, it's the first mission, the fourth parak. Narash and Ispatza Boshta Upkama Okanasa Shelavia. The Bavli wants to know, Mehechatese. How do you know that? Oh, what's the makar? So the answer is, the Ilatsma, you know that because if the Knas, if the stuff was to go to her, why should the guy have to pay anything? If it were to her, if she's a mafuta. So what do you see from that Gemara? You see that mechila works by a mafuta. Because if it didn't, and that's the Gemara's raya, that it must be that all the stuff goes to the father. Boshta pagama kunasa, says the Mishnah. So the answer is? No, that's only going on boshta sipgam, not on kunas. Kalomar, That's what the Gemara is explaining. He's adding the words boshes subgam. What question was the Ramban answering? Nope. The Gemara wants to know what's the makor for the Mishnah. But based upon what you just said, that kanasa is not nitan l'mechila, we no longer have a makor in the Gemara. How do you know kanas goes to the father? Boshes hapagam goes to the father, because if it didn't, you would never pay boshes hapagam by a mefateh, because it would always be mechila. But you're telling me that she can't be mochal on the kanas. How do you know then that kanas l'avion? What's that? So the answer is because that says when Asan Labian Ara by the Chamishim Kesef. That's Pashut. The Ode, second reason why the Gemara could. He's trying to explain why could the. How is it possible the Gemara is only talking about Boshes of Gum when it asks for the Makor there? It never brings a Makor for Kanas. The answer is it doesn't need to. It's a Pasuk in Asan Labian Ara of Ode, or alternatively. Okay, or that the Gemara understood that once.
Although that was a furthering of the question.
No, this B'chi Kamrinan, this section is to deflect any kasha against saying that Knas is not subject to Mechila from that sugya. The Ramban says, no, that sugya doesn't tell you that Knas is Nitan L'Mechila. It only tells you that Boshes and Pegam is Nitan L'Mechila.
But I think the Ma'od is like, instead of reading it as a statement, I said, Boshes and Pegam to love the Knas, just because, okay, so if the...
No. It's two answers. Two ways we would have known. In other words, the kasha of the Ramban is, if you're right that Knas is not being discussed in that Makar, then how do we know Knas? The Gemara only brought a raya, only brought a muk or a svara for boshes apagam, and never brought a raya for kanas. The answer is either that we know the pasuk for kanas, or that you learn kanas or boshes apagam. Some type of a hekesh. But the real raya, the real makor is boshes apagam. Boshes apagam must go to the father by mefateh, and generally, because otherwise there would be no boshes apagam by any mefateh. Okay, so now, what's the reason behind this position of Tosus, which is really the Yerushalmi? The time of the Milsa. Okay, the Torah was not Mezake Knas until Shas Hamada Bedin. Therefore, she can't be Mochel, that which she doesn't have yet. Velo Dami. It's a very interesting logic, the Ramban says. Which, by the way, would explain another thing. The Ramban says, look, why am I potter when I tell, why am I potter when you tell me to tear your garment? Because it's like you gave me your garment as a gift. You can give me your garment as a gift, so you can give me a garment, your garment as a gift, and say, tear it for me, and then give me back the garment. That's why you potter when you ask someone to tear your garment. But I can't give you the kanas now, because I don't have the kanas now. Doesn't exist yet. That's why it's not subject to Mechila. That, by the way, might also explain differently than the way it seems that Gemara sort of understands it, maybe not. If I tell you, punch me in the face, and you punch me in the face, are you potter or not?
No.
Break my arm. No. Cut off my foot. You're not potter according to the Mishnah. Why not?
You can't give over your body.
You could have said, based upon the Svara, because I can't give over my body. That's not usually the way they explain it. The way it's usually explained, I think it sounds like from the Bavli, is that the guy really isn't serious when he tells you to punch him in the face or break his arm or cut his foot off.
Well, at the very least, I thought it was that we assume that he changes his mind the instant before you make contact.
No, I just think, whatever it is. Okay.
I thought you said before that, like, you can extend that, the sword to, like, guys, like, messing around, like, hitting each other, like, you wouldn't say that's Chabala.
Well, because the nature of that hitting might be...
There's Mechila.
Correct. Oh, right, so if I'm right, based upon my svara, that would not work. That's correct. You could turn around after he gave you a bigger dead arm and say, okay, I'm taking you to Basin, according to that svara. Right.
But you don't say that.
Well, you shouldn't be, it's not appropriate to be hitting each other, so. Okay? Okay. Fine. Now the Ramban responds. Okay. Now, if Eila Hadvarim, what am I going to do? I think this is crazy, but Yerushalmi says it. Now, he hasn't even gotten to an analysis of the later Mishnah yet. That's important, because that's the second half. So he says, Kach matzasi sham.
Kach matzasi sham ilu achar bala knasam lo shalaviyah.
Lo shalaviyahi? So the pasuk that Yerushalmi says. Okay, and Baram Krabi Akiva. So now he explains. Peirush. Okay, so according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Mishnah can also be Nisar Sava Niskarsha. Right? You don't have to say like the Ukimta we made for Rabbi Yosef HaGalili. You could, by the way. In other words, the first Ukimta works for both. The second one works only for Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now things get fun in the Ramban. Oh, you went a little further, it looks like.
A rough one.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and well done. So that the first part of the Ramban, I think, is clear. He really rehashes the issues, but he highlights it well, and he gives a new teretz that Tosfos didn't give, which is? Shota Mefuta. Shota Mefuta, that's the only way the Ramban thinks it would work. Ah, but the Baalei Tosfos quote two other approaches, particularly the one that Mechila doesn't work on Kanas. So the answer is, so again, the truth is, there's only one answer in Tosos. The answer in Tosos is, Mechila doesn't work on Kanas. Right? The other Teretz doesn't work because the Yerushalmi is not considering Rapapa. You'll be able to explain the second Teretz, namely that Nisarasim and Niskarsha and Kanas Alatzma, only if you ignore Rapapa, and you say it's talking about Anusa. No, I'm sorry, I just said that totally backwards. Scratch what I just said. The Rabbi Yosef HaGalili Teretz, which one did the Ramban? Right, no, this is on the Mechila one. And you have no choice in the Yerushalmi but to understand the Rabbi Akiva position. Can wait. Is it Beferish in the Yerushalmi? One second. Hold on. I just wanted to think about one more. Hold on. Is it Beferish in the Yerushalmi? Which way has he proven? Right now, which is the one he doesn't like? And he doesn't like either one, right? And he says both are Mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Are they? The Rabbi Yosef HaGalili wants Mefurish. Is the idea that Mechila doesn't work on Knas Mefurish in this Yerushalmi? No. In Zion it is, right? But in other words, this only proves, and notice the first one. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva could understand the Mishnah talking about what kind of, Rabbi Akiva says, Nisarasa v'Niskarsha, the Yerushalmi says for Rabbi Akiva, Nisarasa v'Niskarsha, Knasa la'atzma, and therefore Baal Bito, we have to pay his daughter. What does the Yerushalmi not discuss? Which could undermine Tosus's point, or not prove Tosus's point, therefore. What does the Yerushalmi not assume necessarily? That we're talking about Mefuta, like Rapapa. Right? The Yerushalmi might understand that we're talking about Anusa, like the other Ukimtas in the Mishnah. And therefore, that's why a father rapes his daughter, and if Knas HaLa'atzma after Nisarasa v'Niskarsha, then it's Pasha why he has to pay, except for Kamlei B'Drav Aminei. Because he's chayiv to pay to his daughter because she was Anusa. If she was Mefuta, he wouldn't have to pay yet, but that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. So from this... No. So, okay, you could, with Halacha Gimel alone, you only have proven one of the two Terutzim of Tosus that it exists in the Yerushalmi, namely, that Mesa'av, Atshalom Amavadin, the estate now have to pay if not for Kamlei B'Drav Aminei. Now the second part, okay, which is a little long-winded because he goes through the interpretation of the Yerushalmi chunk by chunk. If you wanted, by the way, to publish a sefer, it would be a very limited sefer, but you could publish the Yerushalmi with the Perush HaRamban. And what you have to do is you go through every time the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, and then you could lay out his comments because the Ramban quotes a section and then explains what it means and quotes a section and explains what it means. Okay, so the two, all right, who is volunteering to read the second half? Did I ask someone already? Nobody's volunteering. What are you scared of? Oh, wait. Ezra, did you read? You read already. You read earlier. You read the beginning. That's right.
Danny hasn't read in a while.
Yes, he has. Yeah, Din. Okay.
You made yourself too visible.
Yeah, Din gets the maximum, pounds per, pounds per square inch, maximum pounds per word delivered is delivered by Yadin. So, go ahead. Yeah, that's up. If you want, you can be there or there, either way. Sorry, I was just trying to get it off the screen. Is it off the screen? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where. I know, I'm trying, and it keeps doing funny things on me.
I'm going to go just click on the web mode.
The view?
Yeah. Web layout.
It means it gets you maximum. Okay, I'm sorry. So, Rabbi Yochanan again said, Rabbi Lazar, Shitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo, that just like Rabbi Akiva said, Yeshla Knas Klasnat, so Rabbi Lazar says the same thing. So now the question is, Mayata Afilu B'mafuta. This is just the quotation so far. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Lazar, Tipasa Shemachla, Yeshla Mochla, Shalom, Tipasa Rabbi Yisoma, and they quote the Brice of Rabbi. Now the Ramban says right here, Umasha Amru,
Umasha Amru, Yesh Adam Mochla, Dabar Shemu Shalom, Nira, Shalakosha, Gam
So what is the Ramban's argument here? He says when the Yerushalmi asks, so firstly, right now, what are we talking about? Knas or Boshes or Pagam? So Knas, the Ramban says, Mistama the Yerushalmi is not asking about why, because it belongs to her. When they ask the question, they ask against Boshes and Pagam, and the Yerushalmi is assuming, according to the Ramban's reading, that Boshes and Pagam go to the father, even by Nisarsa and Niskarsha. Why should that be? The Ramban says, because Sharei lo Yatsa Amir Shuso, which in fact is true. When would she have been Yatsa Amir Shuso? Only if Nises Vinisgarsha. But Nisarsa Vinisgarsha is still Bishusavia with the exception of one din. Knas, either according to Rabbi Yosef Glili where there is none, or according to Rabbi Akiva where Knas is Shalatzma. For all of the purposes, Lo Yatzem Rishuso. And the Raya, how do you know that a father gets to keep her? How do you know that a father receives his daughter Boshes of Gam? The Gemara will say later, I think in the fourth parrot. Because if the father wanted to humiliate his daughter by marrying her off to someone who was a menuval or a muke shchin, because the menuval muke shchin gives him some money under the table. So this barbarian, he has a name, Lavan, right? Halo nach rios nech shavnu lo ki mecharanu. So the bottom line, Yaakov Avinu chas v'shalom was a menuval muke shchin. He was a phenomenal shidduch, but. But the bottom line is that the father has the koach to do that. That's how we know that boshes ha'pagam belong to the father, because he has the koach to be mevayishar through kiddushin. So can marry, she's beauty, he can marry her off to the beast. So therefore, the Ramban says, obviously the boshes ha'pagam go to the father even after nisarsa v'niskarsha. Mati?
So if someone cuts a girl, I assume he has to pay the father, right?
Yes, you know, for boshes and pagam. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the nezek. The nezek.
Well, the nezek has to go. No, I think. I want to say, I hope I'm not making this up, that even by the father, I don't think nezek long. No, this pagam is temporary nezek, and there's a chuyus of the nezek belonging to the father. I think if he cuts off her arm or leg, I think they make it a segula for her. A segula is not what it means in contemporary terms. Not to hope that the leg will grow back. Segula means like a trust. So maybe a trust is the word, right? That's what the Gemara uses the term. Somewhere, I think that's spoken about. By a woman who's married, there's a division, boshes pagam. Part goes to them, part goes to her, but they buy nechasim and he eats peros. But I believe by a daughter, by permanent nezek, I think somewhere the Gemara says you make a segula.
Like,
so I know the Rambam for sure holds that tzar goes to the father.
Well, the Gemara says there's like tzar.
Really? Where? I'm not arguing. The Rambam says in Hilchos Nara Besula that the tzar, the way you calculate the tzar is how much would the father want to pay, how much would the father pay to avoid this suffering. Boshes is how much would he import, and that's her suffering still. That's called Shevach Ramlav. Maybe I'm wrong, but anyway. Okay, yes, Moshe.
Yeah, wait, so why is the Menuval and Mukash Shechina proof that the father gets the...
The Gemara brings that proof. The reason why Boshes went with the father, because the Ibai Masar Len the Menuval and Mukash Shechina.
Right, but can't anybody be Revayishar?
No, normally you're not allowed to. You can't do something to humiliate someone else.
I mean, not legally, but...
Then the Chayiv to pay. But the father isn't Chayiv to pay. Presumably because any Boshes accrued goes to himself anyway. That's another Gemara. The Ramban is quoting a Gemara. He's on solid ground on this particular issue. So the Ramban says, so obviously the Yerushalmi is asking the Kasha, it's going on only the Boshes and Begam, not on the Knas. Umefarkinan, the Gemara Yerushalmi answers right here, Umefarkinan. No, the Yerushalmi says she's Mamashi Yisoma, not a Nisarsa and Niskarsha. And therefore, the money would all go to her, and the boshes ha'pagam, at least the mechila works on. Okay. Va'akshinan tu hasam. Right. So in other words, now we're going to ask the question, okay, very nice that the Kanas, and this was true earlier. Remember, this Kasha could have been asked earlier. Because the first question of the Gemara was just on Boshes HaPagam. But already we could have asked the question, okay, so I understand why she's allowed to be Mochel the Kanas, because it belongs to her, but it's not hers yet. So now they could have asked that question already immediately. Next, they ask it here. How could she Mochel the Kanas if she wasn't Zachabo Chasam HaDabidin? So the Yerushalmi then says, now he goes back to quoting. If you say Knas Mishar Rishona, then it should say Arein Shalach and Mishar Rishona. Now, Perush. Okay, so if that's the case, Mefate should not be Potter. What's that? I'm Fata and my Potter. That's odd. That makes perfect. Mi ma'yisoma, why should a mafata be potter on the knas? Because a mechila doesn't constitute a mechila. Umefarkinan. Okay, the Mishnah is not talking about knas, it's only talking about boshes of pagam. But then they ask Akasha. Right now, the truth is the kasha is a strange kasha. Why? So you don't agree with Rabbi Mona, okay? And which is really, in the end, what the Yerushalmi responds. Umefarkinan.
Umefarkinan, Rabbi Avon Amar, Rabbi Shammai, Bari, Mahu Ones Chai, Mafata Pater, Ones Chai, Bako, Mafata Pater, Mirabosha, Mirakam, Bechai, Beknas, Yer, Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, that's the Ramban's quotation of the Yerushalmi. So basically, others said that they disagree. So machlokas amarayim, whether or not the Mishnah applies to Kanas or only to Boshes and Pagam. Kanas and Boshes and Pagam, or just Boshes and Pagam. Okay, so that is the Yerushalmi, and I think that makes clear the Yerushalmi, at least one sheet that the Yerushalmi holds, Mechila doesn't work on Kanas. So those are the two Terutzim of Tosas found in the Yerushalmi. Now the question is, does the Bavli hold of this Teretz? And here's where it gets a little bit tricky. Now, I want to step out of the Ramban for one moment, and I want to look at the Gemara on Daf Mem Omer Aleph, Mishnah in the Gemara. What does the Mishnah say? Yeah, Din, go ahead. So the first of the Girsa of the Bavli is Nisarsa of Vinis Garsha. That's also the Ramban's Girsa when he quotes the Yerushalmi. He doesn't have that extra shin. Okay, so Amar Rabba. Okay, you can leave off the rest. I'm not going to spend right now. We're going to come back to this Gemara. But it's very, very difficult, actually. I think it's difficult. But here is the... how does the Bavli seem to read the line that Yesoma and Narish and Nisarsa Vidiskarsha have the same din? Right? It says, Elahakam Ashmalan, Dinarish and Nisarsa Vidiskarsha, Ki Yesoma. Ma Yesoma la Atzma, Af Narish and Nisarsa Vidiskarsha la Atzma, which means like Shitas Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah. So now, let's think about a moment, what the Yerushalmi's claim was. And the Ramban's general claim. What's the din of a Narish and Nisarsa and Nisgarsha legabe Boshes and Pagam?
Your putter on Boshes and Pagam. If she
goes to the father.
It goes to the father.
It goes to the father.
Okay, it goes to the father. Now, what is the din by Yisoma? Nisarsa and Nisgarsha or not? When it comes to Boshes and Pagam, if she is Mafuta? Potter. Now, do they have the same din? Is Nisarsa and Nisgarsha the same din as Yisoma? No, not at all.
Well, Gabi, Knas it
is. Okay, 1 second. Now, With respect to Knas,
they don't have the Girsa of Kol in the Mishnah.
What Girsa?
Isn't the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi put
No, that's in the Gemara. That's one. That's Ramuna. So you're going to have to say. You're going to have to say that ones chayev mufate patur, if you're talking about a yesoma mamish, is only referring to the knas. And if you're dealing with a narish and nisarsev and isgarsha, what's the din? What are you patur in? A narish and isarsev and isgarsha, what are you chayev to pay, according to the Yerushalmi?
Everything.
Just to different people. Knas to the daughter, and boshes sepagam to the father. Which means, in the case of narish and isarsev and isgarsha, what's the difference in terms of tashlumin between ones and mefata? Nothing. Meaning you can't say ones chayev and mefata pater. The only time you can say ones chayev mefata pater is by the boshen sepagam of a yesoma. There's a difference between ones and mefata. Ones boshes sepagam is chayev, mefata boshes sepagam is pater. But kenash yichayev either way. But that means then that yesoma, if you think about the reading of the Mishnah, it means that if the Mishnah is the way the Bavli says, is yesoma, nisarsev and nisgarsha is just like yesoma, and the din is that ones is chayev and mefata is pater, well, guess what? Lo nachon. Because in nisarsev and nisgarsha, ones chayev ve mefata chayev. That's the real problem, that once you look in the Bavli, could the Bavli possibly agree with the Yerushalmi? See, the Yerushalmi understands the Lamaskana, what is the case of the Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah according to the Yerushalmi? Yesoma. Maybe Yesoma Shinisarsev and Isgarsha. And that makes it Shitas Rabbi Akiva. In fact, you maybe don't even need Nisarsev and Isgarsha, but for Rabbi Akiva, even if Nisarsev and Isgarsha, Yesoma, is still going to be a din of Knas. For the Yerushalmi, there's only one case in the Mishnah, Yesoma. Whatever the details are. A Yesoma, Ones is Chayev in everything. Mfata is only Chayev in Knas, not in Boshes Sepagam. There is no case of plain Nisarsev and Isgarsha. It's that exactly that pushed the Yerushalmi into saying that we're dealing with the case of Yesoma. But the Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli says that the way to read the Mishnah is that Isarsev Nishgarsha Areiki Yesoma Ones Chayev Mefata Pater. Lo Machon. Not according to what you said, that there's no Mechila on Knas. Bishlama, if there's Mechila on Knas, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, I don't care about Boshes Pagam. The din by Knas is that Knas ala Atzma, Ones is Chayev Mefata Pater because she was Mochelas. But if you say like the Yerushalmi, you can't say it's a case of Nisarsev and Nisgarsha, because Mefata is Chayev in everything to two different people. That's the problem. That's the problem that the Ramban faces. It's a big problem. It's a big, big problem. In May, I'm going to stop now. But I think that if you want to think about that through very carefully. Just start with the following two premises. The Yerushalmi has one case in the Mishnah, a Yesoma. I don't know, maybe Nisarsa and Isgarsha too, but she's a Yesoma. Father's dead. Boshe Supagam, Mechila works. The Yerushalmi says, Knas, it doesn't work on. Bavli says there are two cases here. Narsa and Isgarsha, Nisarsa and Isgarsha is Dino ki Yesoma. And what's the din? Ones Chayev, Mefate Potter. There is Knas by Ones. No, well, there is somebody by Ones. Not by Mefate. What? There's Boshes Pagam by Nisarsev and Nisgarsha. Either way, Ones or Mefate, to the father. Even if that's Nisarsev and Nisgarsha, the only difference there might be is Knas, if you assume Mechila works on Knas. So tomorrow, you have a chance to finally finish working that out and also finish, go through the Rashba here.